How many waves did you get?
How many waves did I get today?
Yeah.
Many.
Let's just not count them.
Let's just say many.
Do you ever feel like you're getting too many?
Sometimes I feel like I'm getting too many.
And then do you like stop?
Yeah. I try to be a balanced wave catcher. I try to give for every three waves I catch, I try to give one.
You do?
I try. Sometimes I get excited. Sometimes I try.
Yeah, it's weird when you're like having like a freak out in the water.
Oh, if you get in the cycle, you know, you get in a cycle and you just can't help it. And you just get, hey, speaking of that.
What are we, I'm looking at
we're
this,
on.
But what's happening right here?
Stuff.
Is it going over the old podcast?
Yeah.
Oh.
Out with the old, in with the new. We're recording straight over last week's show. Ladies and gentlemen, surf fans, skate fans, snow fans, nerds, get ready. I guess you're already ready. If they hit play, they're probably ready. They're ready,
mainly nerds. Hey, can we start the show off with something positive?
Yes.
Okay. So I was surfing this morning.
Wait, what show is this?
This is the Monday Mass, assholes.
Massholes.
Well.
You are. You from Massachusetts.
But listen.
Let's start it off.
It's going to be a feel good.
Yeah.
So one of my friends I surf with all the time. She's a ripping surf mom, Devin. And she said she was going through some pretty crappy stuff a couple weeks ago and had to have like a 40-minute car ride dealing with some crappy news. And the Monday Mass kept her uplifted.
Really?
Yeah. Told me that in the water this morning. And I was like, we've made a difference.
That's what we like to hear. What are your Monday Mass stories?
She particularly was entertained by us talking about the worm that goes in your pee hole.
Oh, yeah. That was a hot topic.
It was, really.
And we can talk more about
it. We don't know. I don't want anything.
Any specifics about the worm that goes in your pee hole?
Hey, if you know about the pee hole worm, you can always message us directly and give us a scientific breakdown of how the pee hole worm works.
All we know is there's a barb, goes in, it doesn't want to come out. And that brings us to this podcast. This is a podcast that
it's
you go
barb.
In and you don't want to come out.
We're like a barb in your pee hole.
A lot of people have said that they don't want this podcast to ever end.
A lot of people have said.
A lot of
many,
people.
Many, many important people.
Many important people.
Many, many people.
Todd, let's get into the show.
Here we go.
But before we get into the show,
let's take care of some housekeeping
first. Some advertising. Guess what? This is very exciting. We're into September. 100 plus episodes. 150,000 plus listens. We're doing stuff here. We're making a mark.
I was told it was millions of listens.
Millions of listens.
Okay.
We have a new sponsor. We're very excited about this because we're going to be going in deep with these.
Stand
with these
back.
Adventure.io, the ultimate adventure booking app. And this is an app that's trusted by the world's top outdoor athletes and brands. And basically, Todd, let me tell you, I know you downloaded the app this weekend. I downloaded the app. I'm excited about it. This is where, you know, you can go and you can sign up. You can buy these incredible once-in-a-lifetime or, you know, just average everyday fun outdoor activities. We're talking cave diving. We're talking wakeboarding, wake surfing with the world's best wake surfers. We're talking exclusive access to dreamy backyards, including Elliot Sloan's backyard right
you
here in
can
California.
Ride in a car with me from San Diego to Mammoth
soon.
6 hours
soon. We're hoping Todd Richards will be offering some Todd Richards
I will give you my experience.
Let's say when this happens,
am I a craft one right now?
You're eventually, we're hoping that Todd will be part of
do you want experience A and experience B?
I want A and B separate, but let's say Todd's not signed up yet. He's a member, but he doesn't offer any experiences yet. If you tell us you want some Todd experiences, this is what they're going to be like on Adventure
I'm
IO
not
app.
Just
Todd
a member, a. I'm also a client.
A what's the A? The pinnacle Todd Richards
up,
experience.
We go surf my spot, and then we go to the Panikin. And then we come and do the Monday Mass. How's that?
And coffee's on you.
Coffee on me.
So what am I going to do? Do I have to pay to be part of this experience?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the other one is we can go snowboarding or something.
So maybe in the future, an Adventure.io app, Todd will be up there. And if you've always wanted to ride with Todd Richards, and let me tell you, riding with Todd Richards is fun. He'll leave you in the dust. Trust me, I've been there. I've sucked his wind.
What?
Is that that's racing terminology. But we're very excited. You can go on your phone right now. Go to the App Store and download the Adventure.io app. Check it out. Tell us what you think.
That's Adventure.io.
IO. The Adventure.io app. And more about them later. OGO Bags. Todd, I'm getting ready for a big trip.
Where are you going?
Salt Lake City for 2 days and Japan for 8 days. You know I'm packing my big bag.
My big OGO bag. Are you Salt Lake straight to Japan?
Or do you Salt come home? Lake, LA, Japan. I will be flying over my house. I will not be going to my house between
trips.
So
what you're saying is that we're gonna have scheduling conflicts.
I thought about this. We might be able to do it via Skype or something.
Okay.
We might try something.
How about we just get someone to be you?
Or you. I mean, you don't know how to work the computer, so.
Do you know anyone that knows how to work it?
I don't know anyone that knows how to work
it. What if I just record it on my phone?
You could record it on your phone, and you could anticipate the questions and comments that I'm going to do, and you could just react, and you could pose your own, you know, so we could do a back and forth.
It's already been a lot of work.
It's like Mad Libs, but for podcasting.
Insert noun here.
We're going to do our best. The news here is what I'm bringing it back to.
What if I just came to Japan?
You could come to Japan. It's an Olympic qualifier, Todd. This is the ISA World Surfing Games. It's a big deal. I'll be reporting from there.
Put me in, coach.
I will. Team Massachusetts.
OGO bags, though, you get 20% off if you enter MASS20 at checkout in the code thing.
The thing. And we're going to have questions later. I'm sure there'll be some OGO questions. There always is.
Hey, what's this one?
Oh, this is a personal. I'm putting them in there because I am very excited. Mm-hmm. I've been trunking it now for 3 months, but I'm very excited now for the water to get a little chilly
it's doing the opposite of what that
I know
is.
It's heating up, but I'm ready for it because I got two incredible wetsuits from Isaris wetsuits, and let me tell you, the rubber, ooh, stretchy, feels
really
butter. It feels like I put one of them on just in my house, and it felt like I just slathered myself with butter
in latex.
You know what I'm saying? You know that feeling when you cover your body head to toe with butter?
Like a lobster.
Like a thick layer of butter, like a beautiful
Like a lobster.
Like a living lobster. But that, it was, I'm excited. And you know what? I posted some photos of these Isaris suits on the Instagram, and I had three people hit me up. I got to get one of these. I've heard these are great suits. They are.
Japanese rubber?
Yeah. I mean, this is the buttery rubber.
Obviously butter rubber.
And now I can offer everybody out there, this is a secret. This isn't for the public to know.
What?
This is only for our listeners. You can go ABE20 on the Isaris website.
20% off?
You get 20% off.
You're joking
on
me.
But don't tell them I gave it to you.
Okay.
Nanocraft CBD.
Now in capsule form.
I had a big Nanocraft weekend, talking morning, noon, and night. Because I was so active this weekend. I had sore muscles, but then I just took the Nanocraft. Had a great meeting with Nanocraft and our boys and girls at Panikin. There could be a collab in the works,
hey,
folks.
Mass
15.
They're going to start.
Mass 15.
Hey. Someone told me that they have, there's new, like, the nighttime gel caps.
From Nanocraft?
Yeah, instead of the drops, you can do gel caps.
I drop daytime drops already today. I'm going to go ahead and put some pure citrus ginger on the spectrum, full spectrum. Nanocraft's the best.
Mass
15. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Mass 15.
I'll have to tell you about it, Todd.
Mass
you
know. 15. That's what I'm talking about.
Chemistry, surfboards, every podcast. Every podcast that's, you know, worth its weight in anything has great sponsors. We have the best, and we thank you for sitting and listening through these sponsors.
I gotta go paint a board at Chemistry.
Chemistry Surfboards is, I was just gonna say,
I gotta go
Chemistry Surfboards is one of our sponsors. Todd, tell us why.
Well,
because they're great boards,
they're great boards, they're boutique, they're local, support your local shaper. Jason, Willie, Eric, the boys in the back.
Hi, guys,
those guys are
shit. They're big fans of the show.
They are, they actually are. They do listen.
We're working on a new deal right, with chemistry.
Yep.
5'7". Let's go 19 and a quarter.
Wait, what deal is this?
I'm just going to go classic squash, tri-fin, future fins. Let's go maybe two and a...
Are you looking... What kind of waves are you surfing?
Low rocker.
Seaside?
I'm ordering a board.
I think you should get a beer fridge.
A beer fridge? Just keep it simple. Beer fridge, stock dimensions, 124 liters.
124 liters?
Yeah.
That's a lot, isn't it?
No, what are you right?
Shouldn't it be like 20?
124. 100? You're right.
I mean, that's like board. Jordy's board.
I'm going to go 24 liters.
I do 25 liters.
I'm going 24. I'm advanced.
You're svelte.
I'm advanced. Advanced.
They're going to get us a code to get money off, apparently.
Sickness. Panic and Coffee and Tea.
Waking up we San Diego are since
drinking
69.
Iced coffees from Panic and Coffee and Tea as we
68.
Speak.
What was it? At some point in the late 60s, they've been waking people up with coffee and tea.
69!
And they got some sick new shirts and stuff coming pretty soon.
I've seen the mocks. Don't have to be in Encinitas to get Panic and Coffee and Tea. You can go on the internet. And I think we have a code for that, too, at some point. What else we got? Folklore Project, Quincy Wood writes. Riding that wood, bringing that wood to Salt Lake City for the Vans Park Series World Championships. I'm not competing.
Speaking of wood.
But.
Are we going to do, so what are we doing first? Okay, but wait.
What?
Sorry, I had a crazy yawn talk. Speaking of Salt Lake City and wood, did you see Jake Wooten's 360 flip to frontside 5-0 up over the hip in Salt Lake?
I'm in the Wooten clan.
Dude.
I'm in the Wooten clan.
Dude.
Longtime fan.
Dude.
Heavy fan.
Heavy move.
If you don't follow Jake Wooten on Instagram,
you're an idiot.
Yeah.
See, I mean, straight seriously. Up.
Like, dumb. What are you doing? Is that how you're going to live your life not following Jake Wooten on Instagram? What are you doing? Anyway. Throw your phone away. Get a flip phone.
Anyway, 360
flip. You don't deserve Instagram.
From low to high, up over this hip, into a frontside 5-0, then into a big frontside ollie, and then into like the most buttery backsmith ever.
And then you look at his comments, and it's like Guy Mariano with just
like
flame
like
emoji.
A barf
like
emoji.
Every cool person on the planet is in the Wooten clan. I'm not saying I'm cool, but I am in the Wooten clan.
You keep saying Wooten clan.
Jake Wooten clan. Do you get it? It's like a dad joke with rap.
Wooten clan.
Youonline.com as well. That's where the mass lives.
Guess what?
What?
Chicken butt.
So, we're going to start off surf news. Todd, I'm going to tell you about last week when I went and saw TSOL. Not the old school punk version of TSOL, the heavy metal version of TSOL, the glam version, the version that was in every surf video that I watched growing up, every single song. The front man, Joe Wood, sounded perfect. TSOL. Change Today Tour. If it comes to a town near you.
They do Flowers by the Door.
Flowers by the Door. Revenge. Hit and Run. Every song gave me chills, Todd.
Really?
Every song.
How many people were at the show?
I don't know, like 100 people or something.
Was it?
It was mellow. It was a Wednesday night at the Casbah.
Yeah, but was it like they sounded good still?
They sounded so perfect. Celebrate. TSOL.
I celebrate them daily.
I'm super down.
I love
you. Gonna play a song?
Yeah, I was.
All right, give us some.
Hold on.
Here it comes. I was there.
Wait, you just keep talking.
I was there.
I was gonna surprise you. And I can't.
I'm literally sitting right next to you.
I can't now.
Do you want me to?
No.
You mean you can't surprise me?
This
you can't
happened
play
last.
It?
Oh, my library. I gotta go to my library.
I have it.
Okay, I do too. But I want to beat you.
Do you? Do you?
Beat you with a stick.
I don't think you can. Whatever.
Whatever. They're good.
Whatever.
I love TSOL. If you don't love them, I feel sorry for your face.
So, I mean, if that doesn't get you excited to go surfing.
What video was this in?
This video has been, it was in a bunch of classic surf videos.
So good, dude.
Billabong videos, Surfing This Summer. I mean, the list goes on and on.
I mean, if you can listen to Post Malone. Or you can listen to TSOL. Don't be a dick.
I mean, he sounded like exactly like this.
Joe
Wood. He lives in Encinitas. He lives a mile from Monday Mass HQ.
What?
Yeah.
For real?
For reals. Okay. Thank you.
That song is so good, though.
It's so good. So go to Spotify and listen to TSOL today. Championship Tour rankings at the end of the 2019 season will determine 10 of the eligible male surfers for the Olympic Games Tokyo 2020, capped at 2 surfers per nation. And the reason I'm saying this is because next week, I'll be going over to Miyazaki, Japan for the ISA World Surfing Games. And guess what? The ISA World Surfing Games will also be a compulsory qualifying event for the Olympics. So let's just say, and I'm taking this information from a WSL Surf Breaks report I did a couple days ago. Let's just say, right, because a lot of people are wondering, how is this going to work, surfing in the Olympics? How is this going to happen? Okay, so let's say that Olympics was tomorrow, right? Based on the current rankings on the championship tour, Brazil would be represented by Felipe Toledo, Gabriel Medina. USA would be Kolohe Andino and John Florence.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
John's injured, but he has already made it known he's coming back for the end of the year. He's still in fifth place right now in the CT.
That's pretty crazy, it's considering crazy. That he's been out.
He's missed three events. So after John, as of now, Seth Moniz is next in line.
Oh.
He bumped out Connor and Slater.
So where does Kelly play into this? Does he play into this anymore, or is it just kind of like...
He is competing at the ISA World
So if Kelly games. Beats Seth Moniz...
At the end of the year,
if he beats Seth
Moniz... It's whoever the top two finishing surfers for men and for women. Two for men, two for women. So if Seth finishes third behind Kolohe, he's in, which would be sick. We'll see.
Dang.
Chopo winner Owen Wright would be with Julian Wilson. Jordy Smith would be the only surfer, or so far the surfer from South Africa.
Mikey Phibbs, what's up now?
What's up, Mikey? France would be Perez, Jeremy Flores. This is just the men I'm talking
right,
about.
Yeah.
The Olympics is less than a year out, so it's happening. And if you look at the current Jeep leaderboard, which was tossed and turned, askewed, shaken up, like the cars, shake it up. After Chopo, here's your top five. Felipe Toledo got the number one spot. He is in the Jeep leader yellow jersey. Jordy Smith jumped up 4 spots to number 2. Kolohe dropped from third to first.
Jordy's in second now.
Jordy's in second.
Wow.
Medina jumped 3 spots to 4th, which means he's probably going to win the world title. It's not my pick, but he's probably going to win the world title. John Florence is still in 5th place, which is crazy. Which is awesome.
Hey,
John would have been the champion.
Listen.
For sure.
Shh. So the next comp they have is the fish tank.
Freshwater Pro.
Freshwater fish tank.
Gabriel won last year.
He did? I thought Felipe won.
Gabriel
won. Okay. But Felipe is probably arguably the one to beat in that pool.
Probably.
Arguably.
Interestingly enough.
Debatably.
I mean, indubitably, if you think about it.
All right. Well,
what do you think's going to happen? Who's going to win?
Here's my...
Well, that is a perfect segue.
Usually the way it goes is like... Because it used to be like lowers, right? And like whoever was kind of in the lead, in control at lowers, usually went on to win the world title.
Right.
Because after that, there's France. And then there's only one more event.
France, Portugal, Pipeline. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... Okay.
So who's going to win the Freshwater Pro? Men and women.
Men and women? I've got Felipe Toledo.
Okay.
And for women, Carolyn Marks.
Okay. You know what's funny? So my girlfriend's name's Carolyn.
Mm-hmm.
And now this has happened like 3 or 4 times since I have been commentating Caroline Marks heats. I accidentally call her Carolyn, which you just did.
I did? It's Caroline. Caroline.
My girlfriend's name's Caroline.
Caroline. Caroline.
Caroline.
Carolyn.
I mean, I think it's almost be worse if, you know, when we were doing stuff and I said Caroline. Like, oh, Caroline. Right? Rather than being a heat and saying, oh, Carolyn Marks.
Or Steve.
If I yelled at Steve.
When is the contest? When's the contest?
We're talking about lovemaking, right?
I just like doing stuff around the yard. When is Honolulu Bay?
The end of the year. Right before Pipeline.
Okay.
In the middle of the Triple Crown.
It is in the middle of the Triple Crown?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, I love that contest.
I know, that's a good one.
That's probably my favorite contest to watch of the whole year. Honestly. Yeah. Because it's like I can relate to it.
Do you want to know who I think is going to win the Freshwater Pro?
Yep.
Kelly Slater.
Do you really?
I do. I think Kelly Slater is going to win the Freshwater Pro. I think Carissa Moore is going to win the Freshwater Pro.
Okay, so does Kelly...
Those are my picks. I think Kelly is very careful not to ride it too much to give himself an unfair advantage.
But that's what I'm talking about. Like, is it possible that people could complain that he has an unfair advantage because it's kind of like he has open rein on that thing?
It's possible.
He's there at like 7 a.m. by himself.
It's possible. He could be riding it at night under some secret lights. We don't know. But we do know that Kelly's, you know, a good sportsmanshipper.
It's going to be great to see.
Sportsmanshipper? It's coming. The Abanca, this is a great name for a surf contest. The Abanca Galicia Classic Surf Pro. It's a QS 10,000 for men and for women. It's happening now.
In Portugal?
Galicia, Spain.
Battlestar Galactica Surf Pro.
Portugal.
Portugal. It's in Portugal, right?
Portugal.
That's what I just said.
But no, Galicia, Spain.
Then why did you just say Portugal?
You said it.
I know.
It's Galicia, Spain.
Okay.
And whoever wins these two, whoever wins the men's, whoever wins the women's, that's a person that most likely will qualify for the 2020 Championship Tour. These are big deal events right here. And there's some big ones coming up. Because this is where you got a couple back-to-back QS 10Ks. Mm-hmm. I'm rooting for my guy Ian Crane. Because I got to hang out with him last week in San Clemente. We filmed for an upcoming Red Bull Airborne kind of teaser video. We had a great time.
He's a cool dude.
We had a great time.
I hope I get to go again.
I got sponsored by Beachhead.
Are you going?
Hopefully.
Are you going to the...
I'm... Fingers
Red
crossed.
Red Bull Airborne?
Let's go.
Well, I might
we
be.
Should offer our services via podcast there.
I think they just want me to go.
So I'm not invited again? You know, it's hard when you know everything about airs and you're not invited.
Me and Josh Kerr, we might go to Scorpion Bay in like a week. Hey, I don't know.
Have fun.
Me and Josh Kerr might go.
Well, you and Josh Kerr and 10,000 other Scorpion Bay surfers.
No way.
Well, you think it was a secret spot, don't you? You think it's a secret spot?
That wave is...
It's the most
famous
break in all of Baja.
So what?
It makes Malibu look like...
You would make Malibu look like it.
Something else.
Who's this?
Crowded.
Steph Gilmore dropped her favorite songs on Rolling Stone.
Yeah, I put that on there because Steph Gilmore has excellent taste in music.
What's she like?
So she put Cool Thing by Sonic Youth, Conan Moccasin, who's been one of my favorites for the last couple months. Love Conan. Conan Moccasin. Black Sabbath, LCD Sound System, Jeff Buckley, Hole, and a couple more. Steph Gilmore, I mean, as if we didn't love her enough, now she's got great taste in music too. Stop it. That's on rollingstone.com.
Champ.
She's the best.
Just a champ.
As you know, Hurricane Dorian is just, this is really sad. I don't want to bring it down here. I know you've read the reports. Don't do anything funny.
I'm going to do something funny.
Hurricane Dorian, has already caused a lot of damage.
One of the best things I think, you know, that might come out of this is just like the technology that we can be using to fight hurricanes pretty soon.
Oh, God. Don't do it. Okay, don't do it.
You keep going with what you're talking about.
Well, I'm talking about a serious thing here.
Okay, all right.
Emergency funds for the hurricane. Right now, you can find them on Karina.Petroni. She's a former pro surfer. She lives in the Bahamas. There's a GoFundMe set up already. They've already raised $254,000. And this is a way you can directly donate to this fund. And it's called the Emergency Funds for Head Knowles. And Karina Petroni, she's on Instagram. You can go find the link. She posted a photo that's just horrific.
And if you don't...
They haven't come up with some kind of way to combat these storms yet. They keep saying, you know, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, oh, it's at this, but it's going to hit all this warm weather. All this warm weather and warm water. We have a Navy. Why don't the Navy come and drop ice in the warm water so it can't get going as fast as it's going? It's got to be ways to combat this instead of just pointing at the thing and say, well, it's now it's getting worse. Yeah, we know it's getting worse, but you tell us, oh, it's the warm weather. Oh, it's the wind. Well, we have an Air Force. Drive some Air Force planes around to get the winds going the opposite way.
He's got a point.
If you don't donate, you are that guy.
Where'd you find that?
Massachusetts.
Kook of the day.
It's kook of the day, but could be any number of people.
Well, we're not belittling the fact that there's been a lot of destruction. It's horrific. It's sad. And hopefully everybody will donate straight to the Bahamas, because I feel like, you know, in the USA, we have resources. Bahama, Caribbean, a lot of these places, they don't have as much help as we do here. So help them. And if you're in Florida, good luck. So far, we've just seen like hurricane hunters trying to find waves, but we'll see what happens in the next couple of days. That's the Hurricane Dorian report.
I know that the forecast for New England is bonkers on Friday.
Good waves.
I think a lot of it's speculation, though. You know, it's like if the hurricane takes a certain track, but there's like 6 to 10 good conditions.
Good stuff.
Good stuff out there.
Sometimes good things come from these storms. We'll see what happens. Todd, I know you are a big wave surfer, so this is going to be of interest to you.
Yep.
The Big Wave World Tour, as we know it, is no longer. Where are you reading this from? Surfer Magazine?
Not according to me. Every day is big wave.
This was on a website.
Oh.
Surfer Magazine, I believe.
All right.
There will be no world champion, no Mavericks event, no paddling at Nazaré. The WSL unveiled a new big wave platform in the place of the old Big Wave World Championship Tour.
Hit me.
So it's going to be more strike missions, Jaws World Championship at Pe'ahi, a Nazaré Toe Challenge, and then the Big Wave Awards. So,
commentated by Pete Mel solo.
Hopefully.
He'll be in it.
Albie Layer had some comments about it. He doesn't want to see Jaws become more of a circus than it already is, because he feels like if that's going to be the one Big Wave World Championship, the Super Bowl of big wave surfing, it's going to be a zoo. I won't be out there. Will you be out there, Todd? What's the biggest wave you would ever, like,
not
honestly,
that,
would ever
not
surf?
That, not that big.
10 foot?
Maybe.
Hawaiian?
Yeah, sure.
So Todd just said he would surf a 10-foot Hawaiian wave.
Didn't Rob Deirdre...
That's like 20 feet.
Didn't Rob Deirdre get towed into...
Yeah, Rob Deirdre got towed into the Jaws.
He did, right?
Uh-huh. It was probably 8-footer. It was a big wave.
Someone that doesn't surf to let go of the rope.
Well, anybody can do it.
What?
Just kidding. Yeah. I wouldn't be towed into nothing.
Camel toe in.
Tow me into this podcast. So, of course, you know, big wave surfers are very sensitive.
They're fucking gnarly. What do they have to be sensitive about?
I don't know.
It's because their balls are rubbing raw by dragging underneath them on the asphalt all day long.
That could be a point there.
That would make someone sensitive.
There's some controversy there. Not as much controversy as the longboard world right now. You hear about this?
Nope.
All right.
Cry free?
Joel Tudor.
Cry is free.
Cry is free, even on the longboard tour. So here's the controversy, Todd. This is hard-hitting stuff. The former Longboard World Tour, WSL Longboard World Tour, celebrated high-performance modern longboarding, right? Are you following me here?
I'm listening
talking
to
snaps,
the words.
Airs, chop-hops on 9-foot-plus, you know, light epoxy tri-fin logs. Totally not what anybody wants to see.
Right.
But for a small group of high-performance longboarders, that was their bread and butter. Well, now, thankfully, in my opinion, Justin Quintal, even, you know, Joel Tudor, obviously a big part of this. They're saying, look, take off the training wheels, just ride a single fin log. And some of the guys who still do airs and floaters and stuff on their high performance longboards are a little upset. They're a little butthurt, to be honest. And the proof is in the pudding with Justin Quintal from Florida, who's winning everything. It's reinvigorated longboarding. I like it. I don't think you should be doing airs on longboards. There's a board made for airs. There's a board made for riding the nose. They shouldn't commingle.
Okay.
You don't care about any of that.
Fucking white people problems.
There's a lot of different types of people on the Longboard World Tour.
I just was trying to find a way to work that into the podcast.
Yeah.
I felt like that
I can
was
tell
a good...
you do not care.
I care.
You care. Somebody needs a hug. Todd cares. He'll give you one.
I will hug the shit out of you.
I think I you know what, Longboard Beef to me, it's kind of funny. Because it's such a cruisy, soulful thing.
I've been yelled at.
There's way more beef in the longboard world than the surfboard world.
There are some angry fucking longboarders out there.
Are they doing airs or are they riding the nose?
Running people over.
That's not cool. Whatever. I could see running someone over on like a wave storm or something.
Right.
So yeah, that's the big longboard controversy. The big news is Justin Quintal is going to be the longboarding world champion for sure. Coming up very soon, the New York Longboard Classic.
Where's it going to be at?
New York. It says it in the name. Long Beach.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Remember how good the waves were there for that championship tour event?
Do you even remember that?
What are you saying? I was blacked out?
You're kind of
I was blacked out for most of that.
The whole thing.
I was blacked out for most of that trip, but the final day after the contest ended, I got one of the best sessions of my life.
Insane. And plus, you were going frontside because it was all
left. Oh, my God.
It was so good.
So I hope the waves are good. I hope Justin Quintal wins. And I think for the women, I hope that, I don't know, Wormtown. I want Wormtown to win. Or Cassia. Or Jen Smith. Those are my favorite longboarders. Right. Do you have any more surf news?
Nope.
I rode my...
Not right now.
My Slater Designs Dan Mann no-brainer this morning.
Is that it right out there in the sun? You kind of left it bored in the sun.
Wait, is it in the sun?
Kind of.
Damn it. Anyway, well, I can't wait to get my chemistry board because I'm going to do a board review there.
All right.
Thank you, chemistry, for presenting surf news. Skate news.
Does chemistry know they're giving you a board?
I just ordered one 10 minutes ago on this podcast.
Oh, okay.
They listen, right?
Yeah.
5'7", beer fridge.
What's next?
19 and a quarter. Nice thickness throughout. No rocker. Tri-fin. Feature fins. I'll put an Astrodeck pad on there.
On the front?
Front or back.
Are you running front pad?
Sometimes.
Like when?
Have it on a couple boards. But I don't do it usually in the summer because I like to trunk it. Because
you don't want
to
rip the nib?
Sometimes I'll just get a little ripped.
The water is so warm right now.
Even you are trunking it, huh?
No, I wore a suit.
Oh, my God.
I wore a short arm pull.
You are such a wimp.
I'm not. I just
It's insane. The water is 72 degrees.
If the sun hits my porcelain skin...
Oh, my... Okay, why don't you wear a rash guard then?
No one wears rash guards anymore.
You're right. I never see people wearing long sleeve rash guards. I like to be as nude as possible when I'm surfing.
Yeah, you've surfed in a Speedo before. I have as well.
Yeah. Love it.
It's very liberating.
Oh.
It feels good.
True sign of a liberal.
Feels good.
Liberal.
Liberal.
It's liberal surfing.
But you do like chafe way up in your gooch. Kinda.
Because, yeah, when you sit on your board and the kind of
the
very
wax,
sensitive undercarriage area.
The wax gets in your gooch.
To the right and the left of the crease between legs. Skate News is brought to you by Quincy Woodwrights and the Folklore Project. I will be writing a Folklore Project board around Salt Lake City this weekend because guess what? The Vans Park Series World Championships hit Salt Lake City this weekend.
Congratulations.
I mean, I'm not in it. I'm talking about skateboarding, though, which is going to be exciting. The whole crew. We're going to crown a world champion.
I'm jealous of your job. I'm going to go ahead and say it. I wish I was commentating the Vans Park Series.
Man, I'll talk to some people.
I wish you would. Get that freaking tall dude out of there. I want in.
Tony Hawk.
Your friend.
He's pretty good at skateboarding, though, Todd.
He is, but...
He is my friend. He's a big fan of this show.
I'm funnier.
Follow at Vans Park Series on Instagram, and get ready for the greatest show in skateboarding. I mean, we're talking about high-flying, ripping, and Vans is building yet another legacy skate park to be left in perpetuity. In Salt Lake City.
That's so cool that they're doing that.
4 out of 5 parks this year, permanent, bro. It's the best. Love Letters to Skateboarding, Season 10. The latest episode features Jeff Rowley and Jeff Grosso talking about going big, getting gnarly. This is a great episode.
Jeff Rowley is a great person to talk to. He's just like...
He's the best,
He's a good storyteller.
I love Jeff Rowley.
Did I tell you I got some Aves? I got those shoes.
Which, all black or white?
I got
white?
The black ones.
Me too.
Dude, they're like, they're very, and this is a high compliment, they're very not Vans.
They're like little moccasins. They're so comfy.
But they're just, they hug your foot unlike any Vans you've ever worn.
I think they're the most, let's say that they're the most modern.
Right.
Kind of technical Vans shoes ever made.
I don't feel like they're going to blow out.
No, they last forever. They're built with some titanium or something. I mean, they're great.
Stoked on those shoes.
I'm stoked on them too. Let's go skateboarding together. I just watched a new Palace video.
Mm-hmm.
It's very exciting. That's it.
We saw that Wooten thing.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Have you ever watched? Do you pay attention to Liam Pace's Instagram?
No.
Do you follow Liam?
No.
He is like one of. You should. He's like one of these just all-terrain park ripper kids these days. That's like the shit that he posts on his Instagram is so nuts.
Oh wait, this is the kid from Arizona. Okay, I do follow.
Yeah,
him.
Dude.
Yes.
He's the shit.
He's rad.
He's really good.
He needs to be in Park Series next year.
Yeah, I wonder, like, how does it work to get into the Vans Park Series?
Well, you got to qualify through Continental Championships. You got to be there's invitees.
Do they handpick people kind of still too?
There's wild cards that are selected. Liam Pace. Oh yeah. What?
Do you follow him? Dude, look.
Yeah,
at, okay.
It's Foundation.
Go to his latest thing.
What the hell?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Quick two-piece. Yeah, this kid rips.
Yeah, he's so good. I think he's like one of Kevin Staub's like 90 skatewear dudes.
Yeah. It was like, oh, I don't know why.
There's some other good skate news this weekend. There's a vert contest back east, a nice backyard vert comp. And that's one of the things that I love to see is like all the guys back east keep it real, especially like in Maryland and Virginia and like, you know, there's still a backyard vert scene. I mean, out here on the West Coast, I feel like we have Elliot's and like Bob's, but there's not like traditional backyard ramp jams.
Oh yes, there is. Clash at Claremont's coming up.
Clash at Claremont's not a backyard ramp jam.
Pretty much though, if you think about it.
No.
Are you going?
You're thinking of Navarette's thing.
No, Clash at Claremont, it's at a skate park.
That's not a backyard ramp jam.
But the way that it's run, It's a fundraiser for the Claremont YMCA.
Right. That's cool.
It's homies.
Are you doing it with me?
I'm going to be at Lamore.
I'm doing it.
You're doing it with Andy Mack. Andy Mack got in contact with you.
And Nora, myself, and somebody else.
Only people from Massachusetts get to do it.
Yes.
I was invited.
I didn't even think about that.
I was invited to that.
At
Clash of Claremont's coming up. That's September 21st, right?
Right.
So that's out for a little bit.
What's the...
Vans Park Series is September 6th and 7th.
What's the Creature Fest that goes on at the Rumble and Ramona?
Rumble.
That's coming
Ramona.
Up pretty soon too.
Yes, that's always a good.
That's comp. October. I love that comp too. But it's funny, like there's way more backyard bowls.
Oh, I know what happened this weekend.
What?
This is crazy. I shot one X Games Norway.
Oh, that's right. I forgot X Games Norway even happened.
I randomly put on the TV and there it was. X Games Norway. I shot.
Did you see his interview?
Without even trying.
Did you see his interview where he's basically just, I didn't care.
He goes, I don't care.
That's so
when
great.
Asked, how did you win? He said, it's because I don't care. And that can be taken two ways. The way I think he meant it was like, I'm just here to have fun. I don't care about a trophy. And he won. You know, he cares. He won. So
it's great.
Does he care? He cares.
You care enough to be there and compete. I mean,
you care enough.
To travel to Norway.
If you care enough to be the very best.
Wear deodorant. What is that for?
I don't know, right?
Flowers?
If you care enough to be the very best.
1-800-Flowers. Wait, what is the...
I think it's a vibrator company.
Really?
I don't know. So skate news. That was skate news. There's a bunch of great skateboarding happening.
There, I feel like there's more
it's
news.
It's pretty hot to skate.
Should we try to call our guest? Intro.
Okay, this is awesome. News is brought to you by Adventure.io app. And you can join an incredible adventure by getting the app, logging in, and getting ready for it. We want to say a huge welcome and congratulations to the one and only.
Wait.
To the one and only.
Maybe.
He's... Hi, this is Pat. Leave a message, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks.
Well, Pat Moore rides for K2 now. He was going to be on the podcast, but he's traveling today.
Call him one more time.
No, he's traveling. He told me.
Where is he traveling to?
He's flying somewhere.
Well, this is big news, because tell us what makes Pat Moore one of the, you know, he's known as one of the best.
He is one of the only gingers with a soul that I know.
Oh.
He's from New Hampshire.
Okay.
He is salt of the earth.
What is he?
Blue collar snowboarder. Everything. Swiss Army, bro.
That's why people love this dude.
Pat Moore is great.
Okay. So Pat Moore, it was just announced yesterday, the other day, is joining the K2 team.
Previously was riding Volcom snowboards.
Right. So now he's on K2 boards, mm-hmm. which he was excited about because...
Is he still in Volcom K2, outerwear?
I don't know. This is about
See,
K2.
These are the questions that I would ask.
Yeah. I know. Why didn't he answer your phone call?
Because he's traveling.
What? Driving?
I talked to him earlier. What, want me to tell you what I said to him?
Yeah, let's pretend.
Here, I'll read it.
Here, wait. Hey. Let me interview you. Okay. Hey, Pat. You snowboard. That's awesome. You're on a K2 board.
Wait, I'm just going to read you what he said. I said, hey, do you want to be on our podcast today in about 35 or 40 minutes? Not sure if I can. I'm traveling this afternoon. Okay, I'll call you anyhow. He said, sounds good. Are you heading to Salt Lake City? I said, no, I'm here in a whale's vagina. And he said, beautiful.
You're in a whale's vagina?
Yeah, it's San Diego.
Pat Moore. It's official. Pat Moore rides for K2 snowboarding. And he's already got some clips up. He's on the K2 manifest flying off a damn cliff.
He's been on K2 since middle last season, but he couldn't announce it until now.
Right.
So I wonder if he's still riding for Volcom Outerwear, though.
Let me see. He's got a beanie on.
Is it a Volcom beanie?
He loves beanies.
Is he riding for K2 Outerwear?
Let's go to his Instagram.
You know what we can do? I know what we can do.
You know what you can do?
We can circumvent this.
I'm following Pat Moore now.
I'm going to have a conversation with somebody else about Pat Moore.
Oh, really?
Yep.
You're going around his back.
Yep, I am. Here we go.
No, he says the Volcom Snow Vans... Ninja Zalt, Villager Goods, Electric.
We need to get some opinions on the
crab
show.
Crab Grab, Eastern Border, Brighton Resort.
Let's get all the big logos.
K2 Snowboarding.
Don't you screen me, Curtis.
You're calling Curtis's is it?
Yeah, I want to find out what the real deal is. Curtis is pissed that Pat's on the team.
Oh, because he's kind of taking a little bit.
Might have taken a little bit of Curtis's budget. Hey, hi. What are your thoughts on Pat Moore being on K2? We couldn't get Pat on the podcast.
We're recording. You got to tell him
we're
recording.
Yeah, we're recording.
Though,
we're live.
Because he could be saying some controversial
Pat,
stuff.
Me.
Yeah, well, Pat's traveling. And
not that Curtis is on the B team.
No, you're definitely on the A team.
I think Pat getting on's awesome.
Is he still riding for Volcom Outerwear?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
and you're on Volcom Outerwear too?
Yep.
This is going to be a problem, Curtis. You are on Volcom. Yeah. He's on Volcom. You're on K2. He's on K2.
K2 has room for both of them.
Do you guys both ride for Electric too?
No.
So wait, they don't have to share the same board.
Yeah,
they
do you guys share
the
same? You guys both get boards, right? Or do you have to share one?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we both get boards.
You get separate outerwear too? You have like
one jacket, pants.
Right.
Okay. What? Ask Curtis what board he is going to ride this
What board
season.
Are you riding this year, Curtis, for K2?
I usually ride the broadcast, but this year I have a signature model coming.
Wow, those still sell?
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. K2 makes them. They sell.
Yeah.
Curtis, I used to sell 100,000 signature models.
Oh my god!
How many do you think you're gonna? How many think you're gonna sell? How many think you're gonna sell this year?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I didn't sell that many. It was like 300,000.
That's crazy.
So you're rich, Todd.
You should see.
That's why you're driving out east.
That's
oh,
right.
Oh, it all makes sense.
How
now.
Are you? What's going on in Bend, Oregon, Curtis? How come you're not down under in the Southern Hemisphere? What are you doing?
I'm just hanging in Bend, going to the coast tomorrow, and then we have a video shoot for the intro of our new movie that Eric Jackson and I made this winter.
What's it called?
It's called Hold My Beer, Watch This. Or
really?
Hold My Beer.
Hold My Beer.
Yeah.
Now, what do you say to the kids that are under 21 that want to watch this?
Don't drink until you're 21.
Right.
Or at least 18.
Are you gonna come? Are you gonna come down here to the snowboard retirement community pretty soon?
I don't know.
You're more than welcome here, Curtis.
Yeah, you can come down anytime.
But if he moves here, a snowboarder has to move away.
If you come down here, like, Ika has to leave.
Yeah.
It's a one in, one out.
Yeah, it really is now. And since we've got all these, like, we got Sage here and
Sage
Blake's
moved here and Arrow
and
had to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy.
See, Arrow had to quit snowboarding and become a pro golfer in order for some of these other guys to come in. You have to renounce your profession. All right. Well, listen, I'm not going to keep you because I know you've got stuff to do.
He's going to bend.
You're in
Bend.
All right. Well, great. Thanks.
Thank you, Curtis.
Thanks a lot, bro.
Yeah. Enjoy
Why don't
the
you,
show.
Don't be a stranger. Come visit.
I'll tune in. I'll call you and I'm coming down. We'll go surf your wave.
Okay.
Both your guys' wave.
All right, Curdy. We'll see you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Curtis Cizik.
What a great guy.
You know, when you can't get Pat Moore, the next best thing is Curtis Cizik.
You know, big fan of Pat Moore, but I'm happy we got Curtis there.
Curtis answers the phone.
Thank you, Curtis. Congratulations to Pat Moore and congratulations to K2. That's a big pickup.
We got two of the heaviest, stylish, most styly dudes.
Well, our friend Tim Swart is obviously doing some good work over there at K2 because the team is getting stacked. I'll be riding one this winter. Not well, but I will be riding a K2.
You know, the other
day,
I texted Albie and I was like, hey, let's
Albie Lair.
Friend Albie Lair.
It's name drop.
He's
a big fan of this show.
I was like, hey, let's go to Mexico and go surf. There's like a swell coming. Let's go to Barra or something. And he's like, I want to go there when it's like massive swell.
50 foot.
So I can like, and I'm like, why don't we just go when it's small? And he's like, no.
Don't go on a surf trip with Albie Lair. He'll kill you. He'll take you into some scary waves.
I would go snowboarding with him at Big Bear and have a great time. Like, I would like, no problem.
You'd stoop to his snow level.
Yeah.
He won't stoop to your surf
level. I would
level.
Have a blast on the bunny hill with him hitting boxes.
Yeah.
Why can't he reciprocate?
Hey, I'll go with you.
I don't want to surf
I'm
Jaws.
Not going
I have no
on
business.
A trip with Albie.
I don't want to go surf Jaws.
He's going to do airs bigger than me and surf waves bigger than me. There'll be nothing for me.
He is a big boy. He needs a lot of water.
He needs some
move.
Push. Yeah. All right. This is incredible.
This should have led... Really led the snow news.
Well, this is, I mean, we're going to close snow news with this.
All
right. So, Todd, X Games Skate happened. I shod one street, which was epic.
Mm-hmm.
But the big story, the
Huge.
Sentimental,
Huge.
Awesome story happened in snow. What happened?
So, a couple of months back, Eastern Canadian Max Perreault announced that he had cancer. And he was going to take the season off because he had to fight it. And so, Max... After taking the season off, battling with it, you know, went through a full round of chemo, came back at the X Games Norway. They had an indoor scaffolding contest, and he freaking won the thing.
So not only did he fight
Working
cancer
so
and
hard.
Win,
yeah.
He came back to his first event and won that shit.
Dude, the determination behind that is insane. Like this, like human beings putting their mind to something, and I mean, that's such an amazing story.
Awesome.
I love stuff like that.
So great.
And it gives people like, you know, anyone that's dealing with adversity, whether it be, you know, crazy cancer stuff or anything, to look at that as an inspiration story is amazing.
Yeah. Congratulations,
yeah,
Max Perreault. That's the best news we've heard all year. I mean, seriously. We can't take another loss of an epic human. So when we hear a story of somebody literally fighting for their life and winning and then coming back, the icing on the cake, the X Games gold.
It's great.
It's huge. So we love you, Max. And we love you, Curtis. And we love you too, Pat. We love everybody. That's got to close snow news, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Nerd news.
We did skate. We did surf. Nerd news
is now.
Is popping. And in nerd news a lot, we talk about upcoming films
that
we're excited about.
Let's preface this.
Okay.
Nerd News is brought to you by Panic and Coffee and Tea.
Which we just finished
some
iced coffees.
We just finished some. If you go there.
That's why we're talking so good.
If you go there and say Nerd News,
you got to say the Monday Mass
the Monday
is
the
Mass
world's
greatest
is
action world's sports
greatest
podcast.
Action sports podcast.
You still
Todd
get a free
and
coffee?
Chris are my co-pilot. Hashtag.
And if you do it once, go drink the coffee, put on a disguise, you come back
right?
and say that again, you get another free coffee. Maybe.
So this is Nerd News, and this is a lot of people's favorite. A lot of people have been saying, a lot of top people have been saying that this is their favorite part of the podcast.
Do you remember when I said we should do a whole new a whole different podcast just for Nerd News?
Yeah, but people don't have that kind of time.
Well, we cater to all kinds of nerds.
Look, we're already like at the point in the podcast where people are almost to their destinations.
They're pulling up to their house.
Right.
Well, park your damn car and get That's ready right. for it. So nerd news. I found some nerd news this weekend. I was really excited to hear that Mortal Kombat Ooh. Has a reboot yes, coming out.
Yes, I saw that.
So I don't even remember the first Mortal Kombat movie. I think it was
Mortal bad, Kombat. Right? It was great.
I played the shit out of that game.
Who is your dude?
I mean, I liked Scorpion. I think my favorite guy and my least favorite guy to fight against Noob Saibot.
Noob Saibot was good.
That was Mortal Kombat 3, I think.
Yes. Mine was Cabal. Remember Cabal? He was a guy that went by you really fast.
Yeah, Cabal.
Spun
sick.
You, and then you did like a 9. I was also Sub-Zero.
You know who I was too sometimes? Was the lady, the girl that shot like...
Katana?
Katana. She shot...
Oh, Melina.
Melina. Melina. Because she would like freeze you with electric bolts, and then you could do an uppercut and smash
I was
her.
Also Baraka.
Who threw the chain?
That's Scorpion.
Scorpion, yeah.
Baraka had the scissor hands.
Baraka was so gnarly. I switch around quite a bit.
Baraka wins. Baraka. Remember Babalities?
Fatality.
Remember Animalities and Babalities?
Yeah.
Dude.
That was like before the secret menu at In-N-Out.
Yes.
Secret Enders.
I imagine like if I could like retain math in my head the way that I retained
codes.
Fatality.
Up, up, down, down, right, left, left. Yeah.
There was at one point, in, like when I was playing Mortal Kombat a lot, which would usually be after the bar.
Okay.
For some reason, I had all the fatalities and babalities and animalities. And,
really?
Yeah.
So you could actually go through the files.
I was that guy.
So you have about, for those of you who have never played Mortal Kombat, you have about the guy or girl that you're fighting
right.
at the end of the fight.
Right.
You have about 3 or 4 seconds when it says, finish him.
Right. And then you enter.
Do they say finish her if you're fighting a lady?
Good point. Maybe now.
I think now it would be finish him, her, or it.
Sometimes I say that around Ika, and he doesn't get it.
Finish him.
Right.
And he's like, yes, right. I'm going to finish him. If he identifies as him.
True.
Hey, however people want to identify as
so
their business.
So what you're saying is that they found, like, as I'm reading this off the thing, so they know who's going to be Shang Tsung and Scorpion?
Yeah. I don't know.
There's some people.
This is coming.
It's coming out.
There is.
But wait.
That's all. I wait, just have like, okay. a bunch of stuff.
Did
going
you see
on.
The Joker trailer? That
the Joker
out,
trailer is breaking. Is broke the internet over the weekend. Joaquin Phoenix.
If anyone can pick up Heath Ledger's, honestly, I think Heath Ledger, that Joker that he played in The Dark Knight is like
unfazable,
unfucking believable.
But
this is looking to be a pretty damn close second.
So the Joker film premiered at the. Film festival in
Venice?
Venice Film Festival. Okay. 8 minutes standing ovation after
eight
it ended.
8 minutes?
8 minutes.
You're shit.
Okay, we're going to be silent for 8 minutes to show
no,
you how long. You ready?
We're not.
That was 8 minutes
that
just
was
then.
3 seconds.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, so really?
Yeah.
That's insane.
8 minutes.
We're going to see it. 2 comes out on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
I got tickets.
You're going to see it?
Yep. I'm pretty hyped on that, dude.
I'm excited for you.
Did you watch Dark Crystal this weekend? It premiered.
You know what? I had 2 opportunities to watch it, and I wasn't in the zone, you know?
It's good, dude.
Is it good?
Yeah. It's good. To me, it's crazy that in this world of digital and everything is CGI, and the CGI is so crazy good that you can map someone's face. And
are they puppets?
Yeah, but I'm doing a thing here.
Go ahead. You go.
You know, like the deep fake.
Get ready. This could be 8 minutes of a story. That's how long the Joker standing ovation was.
At any rate, it's in a world of digital, it's super analog, and it's rad because they are puppets, and the mouth movements don't match up with the speaking, and it's insane. It's the fucking... It's as magical and as creepy as it was back in the 80s.
Damn.
You got to see it.
I got to see it. You know
what
I watched?
Even if you don't follow the story.
Right.
Just to watch the spectacle of what...
I'll watch it.
Right.
I will watch it for you.
Okay.
For us.
All right, then.
You know what I watched this weekend? It's a brand new documentary about Woodstock.
What was it?
Woodstock. It's called Woodstock. But it was crazy to me because when you're watching it, so it's they filmed it all in Super 16 or something. It's a beautiful film, and it looks like a reenactment. Why? But then you realize that it's real because they were filming everything leading up to it. I've never seen I watched the original Woodstock movie a million times.
It's pretty unreal that people were just like, there was like a rumor of this thing happening, and
it's, yeah,
people just parking on the road like it's crazy. 20 miles away.
And the townsfolk embraced it.
Can you imagine if Encinitas had like a Woodstock event and then all, like, there was just people parked?
500,000+ people.
Right.
And the coolest part about it is about, you know, so they had to, there was one big decision that they had to make because they got kicked out of the first spot they wanted to have the concert. They moved to this farm.
Mm-hmm.
Where the farmer was a bro, coolest guy, Yaziel or something. And basically, they were so behind in building everything, the foreman of the construction part of it came up and said,
mm-hmm.
Do you want us to finish the stage or the fence? And they go, finish the stage, because if we don't have the stage, there's going to be a riot. So they didn't get to finish the fence. A couple hours into the first day, they basically just said, this is a free concert from here on out. And so they just let the fences down, and that's why there was 500,000+ people there.
It's crazy.
It's a great watch. So there was big news came out of San Diego Comic-Con. It's starting to go a little bit now. There's a new film called The Eternals.
Yes.
What is The Eternals, Todd?
It's Phase 4 of Marvel's new stuff.
So this is after Endgame.
After Endgame. This is like how it's not necessarily continuing the story, but like they're going to like hype up more stories in the Marvel universe.
We're talking about Angelina Jolie, Salma Hayek, Richard Madden, Kumail Nanjiani, Brian Henry, Kit Harington. You're our guy.
I like Kit.
Like it's our guy.
He's cool.
You ever watch the show Game of Thrones? You ever heard of it?
Yes.
It's like very. It's like
niche.
Low
it's
key.
Niche. It's niche.
It's low key.
Yeah.
Gemma Chan. It's going to be out. Okay, November 6th, 2020. Are you ready for it?
That's not
that far
away.
That's so far away.
2020 seems like such a fake future date.
I'm excited because the first...
I'm still partying openly, like it's 1999, Chris.
The first openly bisexual character will be introduced. Or the first openly gay character will be introduced in Eternals, which is awesome because there needs to be more of that. In Hollywood.
Just who cares?
Yeah. Well, I mean
sure, people care, but I'm just saying like it shouldn't even be a thing.
For acceptance, global acceptance. Right. I think it's great.
This is rad.
Yeah, so a kid named Maddie Roberts opened a group called Storm 51. Storm Area 51 on Facebook. They can't stop all of us. Well, now, since so many millions of people said they were going to storm Area 51... They just went ahead and made it a festival. Now it's called Alien Stock. And, quote, truthers.
How far away is Burning Man from Area 51?
Not that far.
Why can't they just go?
Been to Area 51. It's boring. You're not going to see anything.
Did you go with our neighbor?
I did.
Nothing happened?
No. There are people living on the streets in San Diego, in Los Angeles. In Orange County. You're sitting here worried about Area 51 and aliens? Go feed a homeless person. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. It's still funny, though. Wasn't like the government saying, like, look, you really don't want
to
do this.
Don't do it. There's a good way to get pepper sprayed.
Or just straight up shot.
You want to get pepper sprayed?
Let's go to Area 51 this
don't
weekend.
Don't care. What other nerd news you got?
Area 69.
Went there this weekend. Oh,
weird. About that in public. I don't think there's much more nerd news. My son has a billboard in Encinitas.
Oh yeah, that's pretty cool.
He doesn't know about it though.
What if he listens to this?
Too late.
To this thing.
He won't. Well, this won't be up before he gets out of school. But apparently, the new Nixon billboard is my son.
Well, that's pretty cool.
And today starts local summer here.
I thought that was...
Well, the official start, because it's past Labor Day. Are you... And I'm wearing white.
Oh, my God. I'm wearing all black. A little gothy.
Do we have anything else to talk about?
Yeah, I thought we had a bunch of stuff to talk about, but I think we just talked about it. That was pretty much it.
I'm going to let you go now.
I'm going to let you go.
All right.
You're in my office.
You know at the end of a phone call when you're trying to get off the phone with people and you're like...
We do that every time.
All right.
Because I don't want you to leave, to be honest.
But like,
to be honest.
How do you do it? Like if you're on the phone with somebody and like you're just trying to find an exit.
If I'm on the phone with my girlfriend, I'm all like, right, then. I love you. You hang up first.
No.
I love you.
I just want to know. So if you're like on the phone with somebody...
Okay.
Like,
let's pretend we're on the phone together.
Okay.
Hey, Todd. Great talking to you.
No, you got to be in the... You have to like keep going on a subject. Like you want to talk? Let's talk. Let's
all right,
talk.
Man, I'm so excited to watch The Dark Crystal now that you told me how important it is.
It'd be more like this. Okay, you ready?
Oh my
be
god,
like
this. Am I doing it wrong,
Chris? And the important thing is, you know, we really need to concentrate on is the fact that Dark Crystal is all about puppets. And you know, this other guy told me the other day that there's going to be another series that's coming out, which reminds me of this other guy who told me about. And then you would break in and do what?
And then with. I would just hang up and say, oh, man,
that is a good one.
Dropped call.
That's a serious good one.
Hey, I don't want to like out myself here, but I've done it probably 6 times during conference calls where I'm just not interested or not involved. You just hang up.
You know what's, you know, in conference calls when there's that one guy who doesn't mute his phone?
It's all...
Yeah, he's like rummaging around in like cellophane paper for the whole time. Assholes.
Yeah.
All right, well, I got to go.
Okay, so you're doing stuff?
Yeah, so I got some stuff to do, but I will. I'll get back at you.
Okay. Okay. Well, we'll figure out when we're gonna do the next one of these.
All right. Well, I'll call you later.
I'll talk to you later.
Okay. I'll talk to you later.
All right. I love you, Todd.
All right. You say first.
I love you, dude.
All right. See you later.
Click. Just kidding. That was my. I made that sound with my mouth. I love you, dude.
I'll talk next week.
Do you hear that new Tool album?
I heard it's shitty.
What?
I heard people say it was shitty.
I heard it's great. What else are you doing?
It's really hot in here.
I love you, Todd.
Dude, you should see my armpit right now.
I love you, dude.
It's like
I love your armpit.
If you could harness the wetness in my armpit, you could stop
moisture
all
is
the
essence.
Amazonian
moisture is essence of beauty.
Fires.
I love you, dude.
All right. Okay.
All right, I'll see you later.
Let's just be quiet for a minute.
Okay. Bye.
Bye now.